You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. Now, we all know to worry about the economy. I mean, we want it to go up, right? But what kind of growth are we talking about? And if you only measure the expansion of the economy and not what's expanding, how do you really know what's going on? Catherine Abraham is a former commissioner at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, part of a growing movement taking a critical look at the metrics we use when we talk about the economy. She's currently a professor of survey methodology at the University of Maryland. She joins us right now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we've got some key indicators coming up. Consumer price index today. In less than a couple of weeks, we've got the gross domestic product. What's missing in those numbers?
Well, I mean, I guess I'd like to start by saying that I think the fact that we have those numbers is a great thing. We didn't have those numbers back in the Great Depression in the 1930s, and trying to find our way out of that mess without a compass was a big problem. So I just want to start by saying I think those numbers are a real accomplishment and are really useful. The problem with those numbers is that they are focused pretty much exclusively on activity that goes on in the market, stuff where dollars changes hands. And that means that we're leaving out a lot of things. We're leaving out everything that isn't market activity.
And why is that important?
Well, that's important.
I mean, I thought, you know, the economy is based on the market, right?
Well, the economy is, the market is, you know, a piece of the important economic activity that goes on in the country, but there's a lot of productive activity that goes on outside of the market. Maybe I can illustrate that with some examples of the kinds of things that I'm concerned about. Even if we take a sort of narrow view, we're concerned about economic growth as conventionally measured, it's important to us to understand what's driving that growth. And I think our existing statistics don't do a very good job of helping us understand that.
Well, maybe we need to step back. When we talk about the economy, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, usually what we're talking about is the things that get produced by firms, you know, people working in businesses, things that can be bought and sold.
So when you're talking about what's excluded, an example might be for, let's take a family who has a mother or father who's ill, like an elderly mother and father who's ill, and they take in that mother or father and care for them themselves, as opposed to paying a nursing home. So
right.
How would you view that? Is that counted in one of our GDP or consumer price index numbers, or is that missing from the picture?
That's a really good example. That's not included. If the family had sent, you know, somebody who needed care to a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
that would get counted because they're paying for that service, or someone's paying for it. There are people who
the
work
insurance
there,
company is paying for it. Medicare right. is paying for it. Somebody's paying for it. So that would
There's
show
dollars
up.
Dollars changing hands, and that shows up.
Okay. So, but what's the value of that in the wider economy when it doesn't show up? How should it?
Well, the limited data that we have suggests that care that goes on at home is at least as important as care that goes on in nursing homes. And what ideally I think we'd like to do is to supplement our existing measures with, you know, some kind of measure of how much of that's going on. Now, it's not that easy to do.
I was just going to say, this is Catherine again, how do we do that?
Well, we're beginning to think about how we do that. I think the place that I would start is by collecting and looking hard at data on how people are spending their time. So if you have data on what people are doing with their time, you can look at that and say, oh, you know, the people are spending this much time in this activity, caring for older relatives who need assistance.
Some economists have actually done, I've seen recent surveys in the last couple of months or even in the past year, for example, for moms who stay home,
right.
there was a calculation of how much that's worth. And somehow it was equated with $150,000 roughly if you have a mom who's considered a chauffeur and an organizer and a cook and a cleaner, and you put all of those things together, that there is some value that the market should be recognized if one parent stays home.
Right. And there's two things you need to know in order to come up with a number like that. You need to know how moms are spending their time, and then you need to have some way to attach a value to that time to turn it into a money number.
I was just going to say, now, the Bureau of Labor does do an American time use survey.
Yes. It's a new survey. It was started in 2003. I think it may be the most important new survey the federal government has introduced in years, decades. So I think that's an excellent starting point. I was dismayed to learn when the president's budget was released back in the spring that funding for that survey had been eliminated. Happily, the issue was raised with the Congress, and both the House and the Senate have voted to restore funding for the survey, and I certainly hope it makes its way into the final budget for next year.
If we could get more of those stats, how would our day-to-day lives change vis-a-vis the economy, do you think, if we could account for these actions that happen within the country that aren't counted now?
Oh, that's a hard question to ask with respect to any kind of statistics. But I think that it would change our picture of where we're headed. Potentially.
All right. Well, you know, where we're headed right now is some more headlines, so I'm going to have to let you go, Catherine Abraham. But thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you.
That's Catherine Abraham. She is a former commissioner at the Bureau of Labor Statistics and a professor of survey methodology at the University of Maryland.